The English composer Gustav Holst had a big hit on his hands when he composed this orchestral blockbuster. My God, I feel the power. That is Mars, the bringer of war from the planets. It has been a staple for symphony orchestras worldwide for 100 years, but the composer never enjoyed a similar success. For our series One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs, Tom Huizenga from NPR Music says the immense popularity of the planets casts a long shadow over the rest of Gustav Holst's music.
After the planets premiered in 1918, it really kind of thrust this mild-mannered composer, Gustav Holst, into the public consciousness. I mean, it was like this supernova hit, and it still is. I mean, in the next coming months, you can hear the planets in Berlin, Baltimore, L.A., and Paris. I mean, it's also been sampled and stolen and adored by the likes of Frank Zappa and John Williams and Hans Zimmer and any number of prog rock and metal bands. But really, there's a lot more to Holst than this one smash hit. He was a very idiosyncratic composer. He was really interested in Hindu philosophy. He took texts from the Rig Veda and set them to music, very mysterious and very beautiful. But he was also very interested in the folk music of his homeland, the British Isles, which is very evident in this wonderful piece for string orchestra called the St. Paul's Suite, and it couldn't sound more different than the planets. The St. Paul Suite begins with this danceable jig, which morphs into another one and just keeps the groove going. Holst wrote it in 1912 for the St. Paul's Girls' School. He had been made the director of music at that school when he was about 30, and he remained there until he died at age 59. Another thing I really like about the St. Paul's Suite is that it has these little quiet, mysterious corners. You should check out the third movement called the Intermezzo, where we have this kind of exotic, almost Asian feel as a solo violin spins this serpentine little melody, then joined by a solo viola. It's just really gorgeous. Sometimes hits are so monstrous that they just overshadow everything. No disrespect to the planets, because it is a great piece, and if you get to hear it live, you should go for it, but it's important not to forget about these other pieces that kind of lie on the dark side of Holst's moon, these pieces that really deserve more attention than they've got over the years.
That was Tom Huizenga, classical producer with NPR Music. He selected St. Paul's Suite by Gustav Holst for our series One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs.